Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we celebrate Valentine's Day with Robert Schumann's songs of thrilling love, successful love, contented love. We begin with a metaphor. The lotus flower opens at night for her lover. You can find the original words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. You're listening to the Valentine's Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. The famous love affair between Robert and Clara Schumann certainly inspired Robert to write some amorous songs, such as The Lotus Flower. First, we heard Sergio Fiorentino in his own arrangement for piano. Then the original lead was sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Christoph Eschenbach. Piano. Finally, Bernarda Fink sang Die Lotus Blume with pianist Roger Vignoles. There was languor and serenity in the fragile suspense and anticipation of the lover, in this case, the moon. You know, there are so many songs about the jilted lover that I decided to concentrate on requited love for this Valentine's Day Singing and Other Sins. In the following song, Schumann's Stille Tränen, Silent Tears, the poet speaks of waking and wandering through a beautiful meadow. During the night, the heavens poured rain, just like some have cried the night long. And here's where the song's mood changes. The loved one, whose heart is so full, assumes that everyone else's are too. I'll remind you again to find the words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. We just heard baritone Simon Keenlyside with pianist Graham Johnson in Schumann's Stille Tränen, Silent Tears. Then, in her Salzburg Farewell Concert, the same lied performed by Christa Ludwig with Charles Spencer piano. And we opened the set with Silent Tears played on the oboe by Albrecht Meyer with pianist Markus Becker. These opening selections have shown rather tame aspects of love, so now it's time to heat it up to something more exciting. This is Schumann's Widmung, or Dedication, in which the poet lists all the adored aspects of the beloved. And despite the animation, there's a deep devotion. The words can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. We opened up this set of love songs with Schumann's Widmung or Dedication in Liszt's arrangement for piano performed by Louis Lorty. Then a rare vintage recording of Lotte Lehmann singing the lead with orchestra. Finally, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau presented the song in its original form with Christoph Eschenbach, the pianist. The next Schumann love song that we'll hear on this Valentine's Day singing and other sins is called Ihre Stimme, her voice. The poet hears her magic spirit in her voice, through which they understand each other in perfect accord. Schumann has crafted a tranquil but ardent tune that reflects the certainty of this ardor. The translation can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
Thank you.
We just now heard the legendary voice of Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Christoph Eschenbach piano in Ihre Stimme, Her Voice by Robert Schumann. Before that, the song was performed by Christiane Schaefer with Graham Johnson, the pianist. And we opened the group with Her Voice played on the oboe by Albrecht Meyer with pianist Markus Becker. There's a wonderfully melodic but melancholic love song by Schumann called Dein Angesicht, or Your Face. The poet lists all the beautiful aspects of the cherished one, including the red lips, which will someday grow pale, and even the innocent eyes, which will lose their heavenly light. Schumann bypasses this cruel, ironic aspect of the poem and repeats the opening verse.
Dein Angesicht so lieb und schön, das hab ich jüngst im Traum gesehen. Es ist so mild und engelgleich und doch so bleich, so schön. Herzenreich und nur die Lippen, die sind rot. Bald aber küsst sie bleich der Tod. Erlöschen wird das Himmelslicht, was aus den frommen Augen bricht. Dein Angesicht so lieb und schön, das hab ich jüngst im
Three excellent performances of Schumann's Dein Angesicht, or Your Face, expressing love even in the premonition of death. First, baritone Gerald Finley with Julius Drake, and then tenor Christophe Prégardien with Michael Gaze, and finally the arrangement for clarinet, cello, and piano performed by Anneliese Clement, Dimi Tsipkin, and Sergei Smirnov. The opening song of Schumann's Dichterliebe, or Poet's Love, is full of love in the beautiful month of May, im wunderschönen Monat Mai. The song that follows shortly thereafter speaks of all the flowers and birds that the poet once loved, but which have all been replaced by the girl of his dreams, die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne. If this isn't a Valentine tribute, I don't know a better one.
Die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne, die lieb ich als alle in Liebeswonne. Ich lieb sie nicht mehr, ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Eine, sie selber alle Liebewonne. Ist Rose und Lilie und Taube und Sonne. Ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Eine, die Eine.
Die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne, die liebt dich als Zarenliebeswonne. Ich lieb sie nicht mehr, ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Feine, die Reine, die Eine. Freuen, sie selber alle Liebe braun, ist Rose und Lilie und Taube und Sonne. Ich liebe alleine die Kleine, die Weine, die Reine, die Eine, die Eine.
Just now we heard baritone Kevin McMillan with Michael McMahon, piano in Schumann's Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, in the wonderfully beautiful month of May, followed by Die Rose, die Lilie, die Taube, die Sonne, the rose, the lily, the dove, the sun. At the top of the set, we heard those same Schumann songs performed by Peter Schreier, tenor, with Christoph Eschenbach, the pianist. It's fun to hear those two songs, one so dreamy and lovey-dovey, and the other so rapid and filled with the fire of adoration. We'll end this Singing Another Sin's salute to Valentine's Day with Schumann's most enthusiastic song to love, Frühlingsnacht, Spring Night, which ends, "She is mine, she is mine." Both the poet Eichendorff and the composer Schumann withhold this magical finish, though the song remains brief and gives the sense of a single breathless gesture. just now tenor Ian Partridge with his sister Jennifer Partridge piano in Schumann's Frühlingsnacht, Spring Night. We opened with Liszt's arrangement for piano performed by Louis Lorty, and in the middle it was the ecstatic singing of mezzo-soprano Brigitte Fassbender with pianist Eric Verba in that live Salzburg Festival performance of 1977. Certainly a spring night, Frühlingsnacht, made for lovers. Thanks as always to Dennis Moore for the instrumental portions of tonight's program. Be sure to contact me with feedback. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week, we celebrate the birthday of the American composer Eleanor Remick Warren. Tune in for some really beautiful songs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.